It's Tuesday, March 10th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Google data and geofence warrants, 2009 making a comeback, and the yearly daily COVID-19 update. This is the Business of Tech. A story brought by a listener, and thanks, Alan. Zachary McCoy was notified by Google's legal investigations team that local police had demanded information related to his Google account. He had 7 days to respond. The story details the police investigation into a local burglar, where investigators used a geofence warrant to look for all the people nearby. McCoy's bike ride was within range of the house and within the geofence, making his information stand out. The link is in the show notes for the full story. So why do we care? When sending me the story, Alan asked, what is in the Terms of Services Agreement and the Google Privacy Policy? He's not wrong, although my interest was elsewhere too. Got two. First, the broad net nature of the warrant. Casting such a wide net seems problematic to me. In an innocent until proven guilty principle of justice, this use of data can flip the script, requiring the user to defend themselves when they're innocent. That's a problem. Second, the lack of transparency, both in the request and its use. Google's request to McCoy required significant action on his part, rather than enabling the process. Let's remember, Google is profiting off the use of all this data, yet here it's making the process onerous for the consumer. Second, the lack of visibility into how the data is used is problematic. Alan's question about the privacy policy is focused here, and I'd like to see a lot more transparency to the user of where their data is going. These are good principles to apply when thinking about these issues with customers. I've been beating on this drum, but this is a high-value consulting for companies collecting data. Because security, ZDNet is reporting how poor IoT security is letting the Conflicker virus spread in 2020. The virus peaked in 2009, leveraging flaws in Windows XP and older, but remains active. In 2015, the number of impacted devices was at 400,000, but the new Unit 42 IoT threat report from Palo Alto Networks reports a resurgence, with infections now reported at 500,000. The impact is significant in medical devices due to their use of outdated or unsupported versions of Windows. Researchers note that nearly 1 in 5 Palo Alto Networks customers have detected Conflicker in the past 2 years. Why do we care? 2009, beginning of the Obama administration, the launch of Farmville, and the premiere of The Jersey Shore and Avatar. And Conflicker. The rant about the age of medical tech is an obvious one, but I'm going to instead focus on the data showing a new network design is required. Flat networks are out, and trusting no device is in. And today's COVID-19 update. Facebook has banned all non-essential business travel. Apple, Amazon, and Airbnb are all moving to work from home. Some globally and some localized, and in particular, Seattle-based companies are pushing work from home. Postmates is now starting no-contact deliveries to help reduce the spread of the virus, with users being prompted to input a drop-off location for food and goods. Salesforce has told the SEC it's worried about the impact of the supply chain. Large gatherings are being impacted, Santa Clara County calling for a cancellation of a wide range of events from pro sports to large team meetings. Apple issued guidance indicating it is okay to clean your phone with disinfectant wipes. And also has canceled their Channel Trends and Visions conference in Germany. So why do we care? I won't generally do the commentary section for these updates going forward, but I've launched a poll on Patreon to get guidance for these updates from the community. Let me know where you want my attention focused. The link is patreon.com/MSPradio. My goal is to serve and support the listeners, and Patreon is the best way to solicit feedback. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I mentioned the Patreon. That link is patreon.com/MSPradio. I'm running the poll for feedback, but additionally, I'll be offering insights into stories I'm working on, behind-the-scenes information, and of course, if you like the show, you can support it there with our Pay What You Want model. A new episode of Killing It dropped today. You can get links to that on mspradio.com. This week, topics include the coronavirus and impacts on business, tech across Southeast Asia, and some commentary on editorials. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.